Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. The following is an article from the January-February 2025 edition of National Geographic History Magazine. The title of today's article is Pajamas, From Streetwear to Sleepwear, by Anna Velasco. My name is Jim Briscoe, and this is brought to you by Airs LA. The British adopted the loose pants they saw men in India wearing as outerwear. Rapidly changing social trends made PJs acceptable as unisex sleepwear, and cinema turned them into fashion essentials. Today in the Western world, pajamas are all about comfort and coziness for sleeping or lounging. However, they originated in Asia, where they were worn as outerwear. At first, pajama, singular, designated only the pants part of what we now know as pajamas, plural. The term comes from the Persian pajama, meaning leg garment. Some 3,000 years ago, the nomadic horsemen of Western China started to wear loose pants tied at the waist rather than an undivided robe or tunic. The garment was later adopted by the Persians and became popular throughout Asia. In India, the pajama was combined with a kurta, a long, loose-fitting, collarless shirt. The kurta-pajama combination is still popular with both sexes as outerwear today. Europeans who traveled to India in the 17th and 18th centuries saw locals wearing the kurta pajama. The garment, made of soft cotton or Asian silk, with few seams and a loose design, offered a comfortable contrast to the stiff, tight-fitting fashion in Europe at the time. But among Europeans, it was only the privileged few who got to own an authentic set. Some aristocrats brought them back from their travels in Asia to show them off at court. William Fielding, the first Earl of Denbigh, donned his Indian kurta pajama for a portrait by fashionable court painter Anthony van Dyck. Fielding had acquired his Asian attire during a 1631 trip to the court of Shah Safi I of Persia and Shah Jahan of Mughal, Emperor of India. The painting was made in England, and by donning a red-striped kurta pajama, the Earl intended to strike a chord that would impress upon viewers his knowledge of far-flung lands and customs. Peeking out from underneath the kurta were the collar and sleeves of a Western-style shirt. The garments depicted in the portrait were made of silk. After centuries of trade with China, Europeans had learned to produce silk in Europe around the 12th century. But even in the 1600s, it was still costly to buy in England and associated with exoticism and Asian luxury. The Earl was attended by a young servant who accompanied him from India and wore a longer but equally luxurious kurta pajama and a patterned turban. Later, when British rule was established over India in the 18th and 19th centuries, the fashion for Indian dress spread in Europe. For comfortable homewear, the British adopted garments such as the banyan, a robe somewhat similar to a Japanese kimono, that was worn like a dressing gown over a shirt and jacket. Meanwhile, British officials in India realized the advantages of the kurta pajama as casual wear. It was far more comfortable in the Indian heat than traditional Western dress. Among all social classes in Europe, some sort of undergarment, usually made of linen or wool, was worn in bed. Then, in the 18th and 19th centuries, a specific garment for sleeping emerged. The nightshirt, or nightgown, was worn by both men and women. It was not until the late 19th century that pajamas, now referring to the two-piece set of loose trousers and shirt, became garments for sleeping. It seems it was upper-class men in the Victorian era who swapped their nightgowns for the comfortable and elegant alternative of pajamas. The two-piece sleeping suit combined a loose shirt and pants, as worn in India, adapted to European tastes. The shirt was shorter than a kurta, and a collar and buttons were added. British influence spread the garb's popularity, Initially, pajamas were luxury garments made by specialized tailors. However, at the end of the 19th century, mass production of pajamas developed in the United States and quickly became widespread. Those who couldn't afford a tailor no longer had to make do with old shirts or homemade nightgowns. Two-piece pajamas were now available for a reasonable price in department stores. The fashion would take off in the rest of continental Europe after World War I, in part because of American influence. Madame Chemisier, a specialized French men's fashion magazine, ran a six-page feature in 1933 focused on extolling the virtues of pajamas over traditional nightshirts. The article stated, "After the war, with the arrival of the Americans, who only knew pajamas as nightwear, the French manufacturers tried to popularize them. It was obviously necessary to launch them onto the market at affordable prices to respond to the modest means of the general public. The idea forged ahead and sales increased. Except among children and some old-fashioned people, the solemn nightgown has lost popularity with the buyer." The author of the article went on to highlight the significant shortcomings of the nightshirt, which were most evident when trying to get out of bed in a decorous manner. Pajamas leave a similarly great freedom of movement, necessary for the body during sleep, and favored dignity and correctness that were not satisfied with the nightshirt. There was a broken equilibrium being the primordial quality of elegance, that the pajamas had reestablished and to which they had added the grace of their line. Initially, pajamas were marketed only for men. A key to their success was that they were seen as more manly than nightshirts. Cinema in the first half of the 20th century contributed to this image. Old Hollywood star Clark Gable brought pajama wearing to a peak of elegance in the 1934 movie It Happened One Night, and the four pairs of pajamas worn by James Stewart in the 1954 thriller Rear Window contributed to the movie's iconic status. Women stuck with the traditional nightgown for longer, mirroring the reality that wearing pants as daywear had still not become widely practiced. This began to change in the 1920s. Corsets, long skirts, and big hats were set aside for freer, more comfortable fashion, and pajamas started to make waves in women's wear. At first, they were worn as outer garments in the form of summer pantsuits called beach pajamas. Couturier Coco Chanel helped set the trend when pictured in beach pajamas on the French Riviera. Chanel's outfits often combined brightly colored, loose-fitting pants with a tighter-fitting shirt. During World War II, the rationing of raw materials meant the design of pajamas became less about fashion and more about practicality. Comfortable, warm fabrics such as cotton or wool blends were used. After the war, as an atmosphere of conservative family values prevailed, pajamas were seen as a more demure choice for women than the nightgown, whose bows and low-cut designs started to develop erotic overtones. Some of the kurta pajamas adaptations have been embraced in India, where the garment has become a source of pride and blends traditional and contemporary fashion. Western influence on the outfit has led it to being reimagined in creative ways, using different fabrics and cuts. It remains a staple piece of Indian streetwear, but it is also worn for special occasions, such as weddings and festivals. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you hear or see, please click the like button. That brings us to the end of today's article, Pajamas, From Streetwear to Sleepwear. My name is Jim Briscoe. Thank you for listening.